Okay, so this is part two of the July 28th session with Nelson. Copyright 2011, New Grandview Incorporated, all rights reserved. And we're starting at 2:39 p.m. Hawaii time.
Well, we're continuing. So, very good. You were trying to figure out which exactly you wanted to triangulate or something simple that would be calculatable.
Well, basically, I just want to I want to see some results, and I just want to I want to figure out if there's anything that right now is part of the equation that I'm doing that is creating
ratio and perspective problems.
Because right now, like, my answers are way off.
Right. The ratio is not appropriate with the perspective.
And, okay, so you see, like, what's in front of me now, how I use the center of the triangle, and that determine my wavelength heights?
Well, the amplitude of the size circles that you're triangulating, yes.
Yeah, am I doing that correctly on this one?
Are the distances from the points to the middle are the same for each line segment?
Are the distances?
Okay, Nelson, dot,
no.
Middle of the triangle.
Yeah.
Draw a line from that dot to the ABC plot points. All three of those line segments, if that dot is in the center, all three of those line segments should be the same length.
Oh, interesting. So you're talking circumcenter again.
Yes.
Not centroid.
Well,
yeah, you
rhombic.
Have. Okay.
Pull it from a
okay,
rhombic.
So Bob, are you there?
He just on mute.
Okay, because I had a conversation. It was interesting. I had a conversation with Carolyn and Bob about this, and this is what I was having some trouble with. And they were talking about basically finding the center of the triangle using the halfway point of the line segment, and then you draw directly to the corner, to the opposite corner.
Well, if you divide them exactly in half, those line segments would be the same.
No, but there's a difference. There's a difference between the centroid and the circumcenter.
Okay, then do it. Then what the part that you didn't hear was take a triangle, any triangle, and divide it up into a smaller triangle, and then divide that up into smaller triangles, and then divide that up into smaller triangles. And by triangulation in the triangles, you can find the exact center point.
Yes, but the center point of a triangle and the circumcenter and the centroid are different. Now, the circumcenter, when you have a circumcenter, that is basically a point that is, if you took a line from each of the corners and drew it to that point, they'd all be the same distance. Right? That's the circumcenter. Now, if you draw a circumcenter to a triangle, all of the amplitudes are the same.
They would be.
Correct?
But if you take half of those individual line segments, let's call it a different thing, and that may help you, because that's easy to confuse. What if you called it the epicenter?
Epicenter. Do you see this point on the page right here that's now I'm going to put in blue? Is that the correct point I should be using for the center?
Go at it a little different way, because that was a little vague.
Okay, the point in blue on the page in the middle of this triangle where the three circles are intersecting in. Okay? That is the centroid of the triangle.
You might call it a hypocenter. Maybe that'll help you.
I know, but there's a couple different types of centers of a triangle, and I just want to make sure that you're talking about the same one I'm talking about. And what you're saying is to pick the middle of each side and draw a 90 degree. At 90 degrees, draw a line from that side, and where those three lines intersect, that's the middle. Is that what you're, that's right, what you're saying, right?
Yes.
And that's the middle I should be using to define amplitude.
Okay,
but
do it.
But that's a circumcenter.
Fine. Do it from geophysics perspective. That'll help you.
Geophysics perspective?
Yeah.
My question is simply, am I using... Okay, I'll read the... A centroid is the three medians, the lines drawn from the vertices to the bisectors of the opposite sides, meet in the centroid, or center of mass, center of gravity. The centroid divides each median in a ratio of 2:1. Okay, that's the centroid. So that is like where you'd think the center would be. Okay, like that is like if you're looking top down, bird's eye view at the triangle, and it's a pyramid, that would be the tip of the pyramid. Okay? But then the circumcenter is the three perpendicular bisectors of the sides of a triangle meet in one point called the circumcenter. It is the center of the circumcircle, the circle circumscribed about the triangle. So it's the center of the circle that the triangle is off of, is the circumcenter.
Yes, that's correct. That's the one you use. That's exactly right.
That's the one you use. Okay.
And that's
also found
in geophysics as an epicenter.
Yes, but that isn't the centroid.
No, it is not.
Okay. Bob, did you hear that? Okay, that's a big thing. But okay, so what you're saying is once you find the circumcenter, though, and you use that point to draw all three of your circles that define the toilet paper roll, all three of them will be the same size.
No, they won't.
Okay,
all three of those points have got to meet at the same place.
So, Nelson, I couldn't respond, I was on mute. Is what you're pointing out to me that what we said is not what Ion's saying?
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm not following either. I'm not listening that closely, so I don't know what you've learned. But now you're finding out there's another difficulty. You may have to start over again
exactly
and go through just do the step by step that Ian tells you, and don't do any research on it.
No, he's got to a good place.
No,
what
Bob,
we're saying is
like when you say center of a triangle, there's two different centers. There's the centroid and the circumcenter, and I just want to try and figure. I'm trying to figure out if it's the circumcenter, which is what Ion's been saying the whole time.
And what is the circumcenter?
The circumcenter is you take the center point of each side, draw a right angle line, and where all three of those lines intersect is the circumcenter, which is basically the center of the circle that the triangle is sitting in.
Yes.
Okay, so is that the right way? Is that the right way, Nelson? Is that the right way to do it?
Yes, that's
okay,
the right
way. Okay, so what did we tell you? What was different about what we told you?
What we were talking about when I was talking with you about the center was the centroid, which is basically taking the middle of the side length and drawing a line from that middle to its opposite angle, and then taking the next side, it's just a different type of center.
Okay, so you draw from the middle of a segment to the opposite angle. That's the centroid. What is the difference with circum? Will you draw what from where?
Okay.
No, I just want to hear what the second one is. I don't see the difference.
Okay. The second
the circumcenter. Describe
the
circumcenter that one.
Is you pick the middle point of each line segment.
Yeah, and you don't draw it to the angle.
No, exactly.
You draw it to what?
A 90-degree line.
To where?
Just draw a 90-degree
line. Oh, okay, 90-degree line.
Through that line. And you do that for each side, and where all three of them meet is the circumcenter.
Okay. We were aiming at the angle, but you do it through the perpendicular line.
You use the angle to prove it.
Yeah.
angle to prove it.
the circumcenter doesn't necessarily need to fall within the triangle.
Correct.
That's correct, right, Ion?
That's correct.
So,
it's rare that it wouldn't. It's rare that it wouldn't, but it does not
on
have
most
to.
Of these,
correct.
On most of these triangles that you end up triangulating in terms of especially 4X, because you can't really get
well,
a number that's
okay,
really
that's,
close to zero.
That's fine, but if you
they
looked
all
at...
fall out.
If you looked at it from a standpoint of how your telephone triangulates for you, it would simplify your thought process. So instead of researching that stuff, you researched what a fractal was and how it triangulated from you. You got 3 points on a map. You draw 3 circles. The one place where all 3 circles meet exactly would be that epicenter center that you're using to trying to calculate to set your amplitude for vibration.
You're saying the point in which 3 circles that are the same size meet is the epicenter.
No, they wouldn't be the same size. Otherwise, like you said, your amplitudes would all be the same.
I know, but when you find a circumcenter, the circles are always going to be the same size because the distance from each point is the same.
Then that's why we said do it as an epicenter.
Okay, now what's an epicenter?
Well, just look, you research everything else. It's geophysical. It'll help you with what you're trying to get to. You're saying the right way, but the way you're gauging it, you'd end up with the same amplitude, and that's where you'd get crossed up. If you'd pull a rhomboid or something rhombic, like the pyramid side, they would all be the same size. But you have to right justify your angles. So when you're right justifying your angles, you have to change that perspective back because they're not right angles. So that would shift the size of the circle.
Oh, that's a whole other... Okay, should I be taking the wavelength amplitude off of the right angle triangle?
No. After you've
you have to
do the right triangle to get your marks.
Your angle.
But then whatever you adjust them to, because see your B, you don't have a right triangle. So you have to superimpose a right triangle, and then when you get to the other points, you've got to adjust for that difference. Remember, you got to right justify each angle to figure out your angles of your original triangle anyway.
Yes. Yes. You right justify the whole thing in order to find
it. But then you have to pull it back to make it work for what size triangle you really have.
Yes. Okay.
Because if it's a right triangle, yes, all of your amplitudes will be identically the same.
So what's in front of me right now? Is that how you're supposed to do it, or no?
No, you haven't adjusted the ratio for taking out your right triangle perspective. If let's say your triangulation, your A is 10, and somehow B equals 0, okay, and
okay.
C equals 10,
yep.
Well, you're going to have a right triangle. Your amplitudes are going to be the same, and you would know pretty close to that your x-axis isn't going to move very much.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So let's just try.
But it rarely works exactly that way, you see.
Well, yeah, because B is always more than 0.
Well, not always. It can be a minus.
Well, B is never 0.
It could be.
Could it? You could turn. Oh,
certainly.
Okay. So I guess it could. But
well, let's say you're doing currency pairs. If you're doing currency pairs and they peg the euro to a dollar, your value of the cost on the Forex would be 0.0000.
Or 1. No, wouldn't it be 1?
Well, it depends. It depends.
Okay, so my main concerns with what I'm doing are the center in which I use to find the amplitude.
You look up epicenter, and that'll be the answer to your question.
Epicenter, okay.
And that'll
also
clean up. That's a word, but that'll clean up for you the query that
basically,
you're...
Basically, if this is... I'm going to draw a right-angle triangle. Okay, now what you're saying in terms of a circumcenter, you find the halfway point, you draw a 90-degree line to the halfway point of each line segment. Okay? And that is your circumcenter. So your circumcenter of a 90-degree triangle is inside the triangle. It's right there, correct, Ion?
It certainly is.
Okay, so as B increases, it sets the triangle in a different location within the circle. Right.
Very good. That's right, and that's where you'd have those variants. Now, let's do it this way. This may help.
And that's why the center of the circle is now actually farther to upper right of the triangle.
Perspective. That's exactly right. The same
okay.
thing is true. If you were directly – do it this way. If you were on top of a pyramid or flying exactly over a pyramid
yep.
from your eye – you'd measure the sides, and every single side of that pyramid would be the same. Now, if you cut that pyramid across diagonally, you'd have two triangulated positions. Got it? Two triangles, if you cut the pyramid in half. But now let's say you get on the ground and you look, you'd measure those sides, and you'd notice that that pinpoint would not necessarily be in the center. That's what you're talking about within the shift of those angles. Is
yes.
what makes that makes it not inside the triangle as far as the paper shows for perspective.
You're saying cut the pyramid diagonally down the top.
Well, yeah, how else would you cut it?
Right angle to the corner, like sidewise, not that.
Well, if
not
you
corner,
cut it
corner.
Sideways, you'd be if you cut it split down in half, you'd have two squares as the base.
Exactly, which isn't what
so
we're looking for.
All right. So if you take that
diagonal,
the rhomboid
okay, the first time you used that reference, I didn't get that.
Well, you've developed it now to a point where you're actually getting somewhere, so good.
Yeah, you see, if this is a circle here, this triangle would actually be sitting like this in the circle. Correct.
And that's how that you're saying your center, as far as this perspective on the paper, would be outside the circle.
Outside the triangle.
You're right, outside the triangle. That's correct.
Okay, so...
That you'd
but
gauge
when
your
you
circle
do,
from.
Okay, so it's a circumcenter. Okay, so I'm... Okay. Now, but when you find the circumcenter of a triangle, so that center point, that is the center of the circle that the triangle is in...
Well, let's say it this way, because that's confusing. It's right. What you said was right, but it's confusing. Let's do it this way. You're trying to find the point, the single point, where three circles, the one place they join exactly.
What? But are all the same size?
No, the circles won't necessarily be the same size unless it's a right triangle.
But when it comes to the circumcenter, they will. Like, if you have a circumcenter, you're now finding the midpoint of the circle.
Yeah, but
right? Like, if I draw a circle. Hold on a second. Let's just try this. If I draw a circle and then place the triangle inside the circle... and find this and confirm that the middle of this circle is the circumcenter of that triangle, every single line between the corners of the triangle is going to be the same size. Isn't that the case? Always? Isn't that the case?
No, because if you raise B up for that same center, it's going to be a shorter line or a different size circle that would have the radius of that circle meet in one point.
Okay, like this would be...
That's
boom.
Closer, see? Boom, and then the more you move it up, the shorter that B to the center line segment or radius of that circle would be. So that would be a different amplitude. so good.
But, okay, so now if I take my compass and I put it on A and put the pencil on that point in the circumcenter and I draw a circle, that's the same size circle as when I put my compass on B and draw the circle and when I put my compass on C and draw the circle.
Then it can't. Then it can't. You're using your radiuses to, you're forcing your radiuses to be the same. So you are making it be circumspect to a right triangle. You do it the other way. See, those radiuses would meet its epicenter the same way your telephone measures the distance between three towers, and then it can figure out where you are. That's that center. See, where you're in a triangle, you got your cell phone, and you go, okay, I want to go somewhere. Boom, you put it in. That telephone finds three towers, any three towers, and that's what we say. Find any three pairs, any three points, A, B, C, makes no difference. What your telephone does is it shoots out to those three towers, and it goes, okay, you are 10 kilometers from this one, 5 kilometers from this one, and 200 kilometers from that one. And that makes a triangle. And then it gauges the distance between those, pulls that epicenter, measures those, makes a circle from each tower to your cell phone as a signal. It's vibrational, is it not? It's a frequency. Then it gauges and says, oh, okay, you're here. So now if you want to go to the coffee shop, go 2 miles, turn right.
Okay, so
take
where
a left,
am
park
I,
up front.
Where am I on my phone within this equation, like within this formula?
Oh, you would be that gauge is the epicenter. That phone to you would be the epicenter. That's where your directions are beginning from.
Okay, so that's not A2. Like, there's no point in which...
No, that's not A2, but that's how you could calculate. A2 is the coffee shop.
Yes, A2 is the... Okay, so A2 is the destination. Now, but when you say, okay, so right now, if you find the circumcenter of a triangle, the distances from each corner of that triangle to the circumcenter, each angle of that triangle, A, B, C, basically, if you find the circumcenter of a triangle... The distance from A to that circumcenter and the distance from a B in that circumcenter and C in that circumcenter are all the same.
Not necessarily.
Always.
Only
How
if it's a
change?
Right triangle. See, you're right justifying your triangle, and then you're not adjusting the ratio from where you took it to a right triangle. And if you take that part where you made it a right triangle back or adjust your ratio from each point, it would clean itself up. So then your epicenter, it'd
but
be
I'm
almost
not
like,
using
it's
the
like taking
I'm not
it as
using
a pyramid and then trimming a side off.
But I'm not
like
using the right triangle. I'm not using the right triangle for anything but using it to calculate the angles.
Well, using it to calculate the angles are exactly what it is you're trying to calculate to find where your epicenter, wherever you are in the triangle. See, that'll put you on the correct path. See, because otherwise what you're doing, you're saying, okay, if I'm here, the directions to the coffee house is there. Well, then, you see, there is no triangulation involved. You're just noticing where you are and going from there. That's what you'd use a map for. But if you're talking about where I am to get me to where I want to go, that's a different scenario. You see,
well, basically,
from what we call
if
the
I'm
epicenter.
Looking for A2, A2 is my destination. Right now, I'm at A. Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, do you use A to determine to do anything?
Well,
you
yes.
A?
Once you find the amp, all this whole conversation is about justifying amplitudes. That's all you're talking
about.
Yeah,
and here. I still don't know what I don't know.
Okay,
I don't
then,
know how to
well,
do it.
Then don't fret. You got the telephone metaphor. right?
Yes, but
and
I don't get that.
And you also
I don't understand where I am relative to that metaphor.
Well, where you are relative to that is you're trying to gauge what the new horizon will be, so you'll know what the future value of A or A2 is going to be. And now you even have another triangle to prove, another tangent to prove that by, you see. So it's basically like in math class your teacher says show your work kind of thing. That's all that's for. Now, once you come to that place, it's kind of like saying, I have 3 points. Okay, do it this way. They have earthquakes all over the place, right?
Yes.
They find out where the epicenter is.
Yes.
Of the quake. Right? Well,
right.
That epicenter is measured from 3 points.
Yep.
They don't have to be the same length to identify the epicenter. They just take 3 points where they were measuring the vibration to see where the epicenter was. That's your middle point that would set your amplitude.
Yes, but is that,
Yes,
that does help. But, okay, you're saying if you take, but that's basically the center of the triangle.
It would be. It would be. But
that's
not,
the center.
Well, now, basically, yes. It would, but it doesn't have to be. See, basically, that's horseshoes and hand grenades. So,
oh, you're right. It doesn't have to be because you could draw a triangle.
It doesn't have to be. It can make, in a right triangle, it most certainly would be. But you're not setting the epicenter based on the ABC coordinates that you've chosen. Those are already, you know those. You're trying to gauge from where you are the rhomboid or rhombic aspect of center that'll set the amplitude of the vibration as it repeats. So maybe that'll help you, because that'll obviously make the toilet paper rolls different sizes.
Yes, but it's just like you're not just going to take a compass and put it on each of the corners and estimate where the middles, where the three are going to meet. Like,
but
is that
you
what
certainly
you're
may if you get your ratios correct. If you're right, if you're justifying at a right angle, and then you subtract where you've had to justify it, and you don't
move
your
point.
What do
you mean by that? You lop off that chunk of the triangle, and you.
Otherwise, you
your
can't
point.
Calculate the angle. But then you have to subtract that to get the exact amount of degrees. Otherwise, you'll have too many degrees, won't you?
Yeah.
See, so all that you're missing here, baby, the only thing you're missing here is you have your, say it's a right triangle. Well, no, let's say you right justify it. You'd have three line segments, and all those amplitudes would every single time without fail or exception be the same. We agree. But you don't have a right triangle. So the amount that you have to shift it to have your ratios adjusted is the difference of the angle that you're viewing the pyramid, which is, as you said, might put the center outside of the triangle.
Is it, okay, but you're I don't know if you're I don't know why this is more confusing than it seems to be.
Because you're trying to use your mind to do it.
No, it's because
in
we're
your mind.
One...
Oh well, see, then your mind says no. Okay.
Yeah, Nelson.
Well,
before we end this session, start over, run through all the stages, and describe what you're doing, and see what Ion says. Because you just should take the instruction. Don't try to figure out. Just do what it tells you to do. So we had to figure out how to do the amplitude. So start over again and then get some basics.
Okay. The one of the major problems is the instruction that I'm taking in terms of trying to find the center. If you find the centroid, if you find the circumcenter.
No one has ever said to you centroid.
Yeah.
No, but the center, there's.
Forget all that. Start over again, Nelson. Start.
Okay.
You go to the 4X, look up three currencies, and walk through the fucking phases,
yeah.
and we'll see
right.
where the difficulties show up. You tell Ion how to do it.
Right.
Okay, so
okay.
what do you do? And tell that other guy to stop calling you. Ignore
and tell Bob to turn off the damn water.
I will, but I didn't want to be on mute. I try to help. So walk yourself through and define what you think you're doing, Nelson, and you'll get corrected maybe.
Okay, well, okay, we don't have time to go right
yes,
through.
Yes, we got lots of time. Just go ahead and do it, starting from the beginning.
All right.
You go online. You look up some currencies.
Yes. Established values for A, B, and C do not replicate any of the import sources. So I establish my value.
We can't hear you over the waterfall.
Yeah, just a minute. I got to finish this, and then I'll mute. I couldn't mute yet. Damn impatient. I am not physical. He's got no time, but he's very impatient.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, for somebody
no,
with endless
wait.
Time.
We can wait.
Okay, I've done it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. All right, so three values from July the 4th, 2011. Euro-US dollar, 1.43567. CAD-Swiss, 0.88250. Pound odd, 1.49917. Okay, now those values are then placed on the graph, and you graph the triangle using those values. Now I need to find the angles, and the way to find the angles, you have to extend and right justify the whole triangle. And now that it's right justified, you can start solving for the angles.
That's correct. Go ahead.
So the first angle
solve. Just say you did that, okay?
Yes, I did.
And
that.
Then and now you have those angles and they add up,
yes.
correct?
Now
yes. you've now, right okay. justified it, so you've got to subtract or adjust your ratio now.
Yes. Well, what I've okay. So first you can find the angle for A, then I find the angle for B, and then you have to find the big C and subtract the angle for the smaller C, and then you get the angle C. So you right now I've got the three angles that the angle A, angle B, and angle C. I've got those angles. So you just have to remove the section that you use to make it a right angle triangle, correct?
That's correct. But now, let's say when it was a right triangle, you know that the center of that triangle, each line segment would be the same because you're basically creating a rhomboid or a rhombic aspect, that each triangle would be the same size in a right justified triangle. But then you have to readjust where you right justify the triangle back to what the triangle actually is. That would most certainly shift where that center was, which of course would make those line segments different in length. And that's the new radius for your toilet paper holders from your ABC angle. And that's all you're missing, baby.
Okay, so what you're saying is now all of a sudden when I go to place it on the graph that I'm going to be using to do the actual circles.
It's
on
not now what we're saying. It's what we said all along. If you have to adjust your ratio and perspective, you've right justified the triangle. When you take that part away, you
yes.
have to compensate for that negotiation.
Okay,
that's
and
all.
How do you compensate? What's a formula, like what's an approach to compensate for that? Is there a consistent approach to compensate?
You measure.
Okay, what do I measure?
You found you got it where the amplitudes are all the same in a right triangle, correct?
Yeah.
But then you glance at your paper and you go, wait a second, Ion, I don't have a right triangle. B is never zero. So then you have to measure that dot from your new B, and it'll be very different.
So what you're saying is, if you find the center of the right angle triangle,
right, and then you adjust your ratio for B, when B, you're saying ABC, that B is at zero when you write justify it, right?
Well, that's not exactly how I'm doing it. I'm still B is always B.
Justifying to what?
I'm just extending. Like when I write justify.
Well, when you just extend it, then you find that center, and then when you measure it from what B actually is, that line segment's going to be shorter, is it not?
Yes.
And that
yes,
will give
line,
you a different amplitude, will it not?
Okay, let's repeat.
We're so excited you're actually getting this. This is good.
Yeah, because it's new. It is exciting.
It's not new. It's just that you thought you heard what we said, and you didn't. We said words, and you took them, and you played with it, and you would have noticed, oddly, you did in the beginning. You said, oh, wait, Ion, my amplitudes are always the same. And we go, well, no, wait a second now. You know, you got to pull it from your angles, and you got to write justify. And you go, okay, right? But then now you're adjusting your ratio or your perspective, because it's rarely, like we've discussed, is rarely ever is exactly a right triangle from each. If it were, your amplitudes would be the same, granted. But now you found the center from the right triangle aspect. And you may do that by taking half of those line segments. You know how you divide a triangle into more triangles, into more triangles, into more triangles, and they're all the same. You can find the exact center. But you don't have a right triangle, so when you readjust or requalify or re-justify your B value, your A value, and your C value, and you knew where the epicenter was from a right triangle, those line segments would indeed be very different. And those are the radiuses of the circle that would adjust your amplitude or frequency. You see?
Okay, so what you're saying is you actually pull a lot of this stuff off of the right justified triangle.
Well, that's what you have to prove your angles. Otherwise, you'll never get a sine or a cosine, see?
Okay, because right now I'm pulling all of this stuff off of the triangle post-right justification.
Yes, but that has nothing to do with setting your amplitude.
Oh,
so
okay.
So what you're doing
so
is
you
right.
Set your amplitude when it's right justified.
Yes, but you're not at a right triangle more times than not. As you said, B would never be zero. The best it would be is one. Well, that would shift the line segment or the amplitude of B by plus one. So it would shorten that length to the epicenter of your triangle. That's the same way they do earthquake shit.
Earthquake shit. Okay, so.
Well.
Okay,
but there you
so,
go. Now, if you run that, that'll get you there. Because everything else you're doing is fine.
So when I am in the stage where it's right justified, okay, and I'm calculating my angles, I now have, instead of a triangle with the sides of 1.43567, 0.88250 and 1.49917 B, so the CAD Swiss is actually zero. Like when you write justify it, the B point is zero.
Correct. And it's not, you see.
Yes, and
but
it's not
the right justification, but then you gotta readjust for what the actual is. But you do have to write justify it to prove your angles. So that's
yes,
right.
but what else do I do when it's right justified? Do I also find these other points?
Well, see, while you're right justifying, go ahead and find what the right triangle center is. That's what Bob was telling you to do by halving the line segment. But then you have to remember, we said your trouble. You said, "Where? Hey, Ion, what's my damn trouble?" And we said, "Ratio and perspective." And you said, "Great. What the hell does that mean, Ion?" And I said, "Well, anything you adjust, you've got. If you write justify your triangle, and it's not, you got to compensate for that adjustment." And so that's all. And so now we've come through, and you've got where the epicenter would have been when it was a right triangle, and you know how to calculate that. That's that centoid, centipede, rhombob, whatever you call that thing you were talking about. That's from the right triangle. And you say, well, if it's a right triangle, or what I'm finding is that every amplitude would be the same. And we say, not necessarily. And you go, yes, it is. It has to be. And we go, right, until you adjust the ratio for what B actually is, then that distance would be a very different radius of the circle you would draw from that angle. Now, more times than not, what you may find is that your A amplitude and your C amplitude would be the same. But even that's not every time. Even that's not every time. But more times than not, you'll find that's the case, that the shift then becomes the B. Because don't forget, now you've got the B1A1 tangent that you're playing against. You see? So that becomes another tricky place to recheck your work, especially if you pull a B4A4 tangent behind it. So those epicenters would be as right justified, but then you have to compensate for the shift of the new value.
Okay, because so when I find the dead center of the right angle triangle,
you mark it.
When I now put B back in, the true B,
yep.
What do I do to that center? Do I change that and shift it?
No, you leave that dot in the center from your right. You've worked hard to right justify it to find the center. Then you measure or draw a line from new B to the old center.
From new B to the old center. Okay.
Yeah, and that'll be your radius of the circle that you would draw. And that'll set your amplitude. And then now you see amplitude changes almost every equation.
Okay, so the center is determined by the right justified triangle.
Only. Because you see, from the tip top of a pyramid looking down, all sides would have to be equal, or it wouldn't be a pyramid.
Yeah, okay. And then,
but that doesn't mean when you got down on the side of the pyramid and start looking up, and you measure those sides, because see, here's the trick. Here's where you're blowing everybody. If this was just stupid easy, everybody, the Democrats would be doing it. Okay, the shift here is that you would be able to proportion the ratio. So if you weren't right on top of the pyramid looking down, let's say you were riding a camel beside it. And you measure from your perspective or ratio, each side would be a different size. For example, if you're kind of face on, you'd measure, and this would be a huge side of the pyramid. And if you're looking down the straight side, it would be thin as a piece of paper.
Yes.
Because that's that perspective, see, the perspective and ratio. And that's the reason we always write justified, so you have some beginning place to measure from, and then you can identify the epicenter based on the actual distance from where you are in the perspective of that triangulated position. That's when it starts getting way, way, way cool and way, way, way good, because then from wherever you are, your phone finds where you are, and then you can tell it where you want to go or where that endpoint is, and it'll tell you how far it is, how many steps, and exactly how to get there. That's what A2 tells you also, what the future is.
Okay,
I mean, your damn telephone can tell you it's going to take you 25 minutes to get there if you go on the fastest route. Well, somebody's working a fractal somewhere. Well, if that telephone can tell you that, then you ought to be able to calculate to a position to tell you what the pound, what was it, pound dollar? Is that where you started today?
Euro, US
It can
dollar.
Tell you what the pound dollar is going to be.
Okay, so right now my C value I've plotted, it's 1.49917, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've plotted it 14.9 blocks over.
Okay.
Within that 14.9 blocks, how many intersection points should I be seeing? Like, basically, how should I adjust the ratio of the triangle to accept the proper amount of waves? How densely should the waves be in the triangle is what I'm saying.
Depends on the amplitude. Yes, it depends on the amplitude.
But, for example, for this equation that I have now, I've got two intersection points that land – oh, no, I've got two intersection points that land in the triangle, one from A, one from B. Okay?
Okay. No. Easy, Trigger, easy. You do them individually.
Yes, I know that.
Okay. Well, then don't confuse them together.
No.
Do A. A.
I've got only one A that lands in the triangle.
Okay.
But, for example,
and then you count the total number of peak and trough intersections between the two tangents.
Yes.
Okay.
And the total number of peak and trough intersections of A are just the two of them, the one that landed in the triangle and the first one that didn't. But, for example,
check your amplitude.
There would be – pardon?
Check your amplitude.
Oh, yeah. The amplitude is different because
it's off.
When it's
and
right,
so that'll
off.
Affect
– but, for example,
right.
How many should I be having? Like, I could technically adjust this – if I times every single...
Don't technically adjust, baby. You're trying to make the... it's like you've got the answer and you're trying to figure out how to make the problem work. Soften it. Don't think about it. Just go at it straight and work on that part. And then all of a sudden... take the piece of paper and sort of throw it in the trash can. And now that you know what you know now... try it something fresh and new and see if you don't hit it to the thousandth of a point. And if you do that, we're going to be so happy you ain't going to know what's hit you.
Yeah, then I don't have to think about this fucking August 2nd.
Right. See what you're doing. You're missing vagina and wondering where the pussy went.
Okay.
Well, I don't know a nicer. There's probably a nicer way to say it. I just don't know what it is. It's right there. Come on. It's so. Don't worry about intersecting.
You're wishing for a cock that doesn't fit in your ass.
There you go. It'll be trouble.
You're wondering where the pussy went, and you're wishing for a cock that doesn't fit in your ass.
That's exactly right. That's right. Because if it doesn't, it's troublesome. But see, now look. Both of those things are ratio. And perspective.
Yes.
Aren't they? So
yes,
that's
because
the
perspective
that's
is basically related. Yeah, that's the focus.
Right. And then of course if you have a penis that you can reach and from where it's attached and get it to your butthole, that's a pretty good day, I guess, from a perspective standpoint. But ratios come into play and it might not be so comfortable. See? So that's the point. And it's graphic, but it gets you to go, oh, yeah. And the oh, yeah is what we're after here. Because single-handedly now you've adjusted the amplitude issue, which is what's caught you in the butt regarding the perspective of ratio.
Yeah.
Good. Now start over from something fresh. We don't care what you do. From this and apply this without thinking about it. Go, okay, I'm supposed to do blah, and then do that. Then just do it like Bob does it, one thing at a time. It's too many words. That's ridiculous. What are you talking about? Blah, 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 blah. You know Bob. But you have this on recording, so you can go back and play with it and go start from scratch, 3 points, boom, 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 boom. Then you write, justify, find the center. Then you see what B really is, measure, make those be your new radiuses. Or the perspective of where you are in the pyramid triangle position, okay? And then when you pull a tangent from that established ratio position, you should hit A2 to the thousandth of a penny. I don't know about 10,000th of a penny, but you could. Once you get good at it. J.W. can do it just at a glance, and he can get it to 1/100th of a decimal point at a glance.
Fuck. Well,
just at a
glance. Also, another thing
no more than 3 minutes.
When I set my tangent, should I use the, for example, this C is placed over 14.9 blocks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When I set my tangent, let's say I want to look ahead 5 days, okay? I just set it 5 blocks over?
Well, we would probably say in that since you asked that way, what we would say to make it easier is make each block be 2 days and move it over 10, just because it makes it simple, it's easy, and nobody cares.
Okay,
because that's ratio and perspective.
You've got more landing. Yeah, that's
the
thing.
And you've got more room because time is the false premise.
Yes, that's the premise. Time's the part of it that is actually slowing me down because I'm not used to thinking of it as a false premise.
Right, and that it's not a thinking man's game. The richest people on the planet, you'd call them blithering idiots. They don't know how it works. They don't care. They just are happy. They just spending them money checks.
Hopefully I'm a blithering idiot just like Bob one day.
Well, you better get
you wish.
Stars
it,
to go.
That'd take a lot of work to get to that.
You wish you could blither like I could. You wish you could blither.
It takes a lot of work to get where I am. I'd leave that for your next lifetime. Don't try
that.
You stroll down to Johnson Matthey and ask to speak to on regards of the Neverett account, and they might usher you in and pour you a cup of tea.
It's a Bob Neverett account.
Now, be very mindful and aware of your knowing, because here's where you
That's
get tripped
true.
Up. Here's where you get tripped up if you're not real careful. What happens is you'll find that it's easy. Once you get power, you also get authority. But you never, ever, ever sustain power if you achieve it vis-a-vis authority. We talk about it more than anything else, the separating power and authority. But that's not the point. The point is once you get power, you get complete authority. Okay? You get complete authority, but you don't achieve it by way of... You don't get a power by way of authority and have any lasting stay. That's where you see the big goobers come in and they take over the world and ain't long till they're sleeping with a maid and not doing something and getting sued and getting trampled and getting, you know, this we call that Humpty Dumpty syndrome. Remember, we've talked about that, right?
Yes. Yeah.
See, the question
lay low.
Is,
don't let yourself get too big headed and keep it cool.
And put the money in the fucking bank.
Yeah. Whatever bank you're going to choose.
Whatever bank you choose. Then you have your foundational trust own the damn bank. And don't show up.
There you go. Now you're talking.
Exactly. And see, then you literally could get an NA affiliate in Canada and be one depositor.
Wow. That's the way to do it.
Well, but now we're not telling you anything because we don't want you to get drunk on your own liquor. We want you to get your power right. And once you get your power right, then all of a sudden all things become clear. And once
Your power's right, you don't get drunk on your own liquor.
Well, that's exactly right. And then you're free to happily navigate any field that you desire, you see? I mean, it'd be like having...
Well, as long as this RNA drop doesn't make my dick big enough that I can't fuck my ass, I'll be good.
Well, you just want to make sure you keep a balance with it.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's why they call it realign. It keeps you in balance, you see? You keep it in balance.
This whole thing better not be one penis enlargement drug.
Well, Bob's growing an extra one. He's not happy that he is.
I'm double the brick.
Yeah, he, that's what you call Bob says, well, you're going to come in for the double dick? Okay, I'm ready. I can hook you up.
Okay, man, listen, we've been totally 2 hours in the long run, so let's end the session. We got everything, Nelson? We got somewhere?
That's everything. Thank you very much, Bob. That was really appreciated. Nice of you to go that long.
Oh,
yeah,
well,
got
it's all fun. See, we had to prove that there was no time, and we wanted to get you to this place where you had something that you could work with. Don't overthink it. If you find yourself cross with it, Nelson, don't overthink it. It's not that hard. Literally.
I won't. I'll try not to. I'm trying not to.
Streamline it, and go for the obvious, because you have enough non-physical that you've activated now that it'll clean it up for you. Watch.
Okay.
You contacted non-physical. You talked to us. We got it. We saw how silly it was. We cleaned it up. That's what non-physical does. But not us that did it. It was your non-physical that did it, because you took your damn hands off of it, and then it went like all good meals. It'll pass.
Wow.
Right.
Well, that's great.
Well, it is great. But see, the greatness is not us. The greatness is in you. And that's the point. And we help. See, that's the shitter, is we help. We're happy to help. Well, of course. Because we want it to flow. Buddhists said that all along. Let the river run. Let it flow. Let it go. Don't worry about it. It is. And then you can enjoy it. Then you can enjoy the benefit of it. You don't have to worry about the beavers damming up the creek and making a mess out of the bottoms.
Uh-huh.
Very good. Therefore, we are totally, deliciously, happily, and forever, Ernest Borgnine.